620 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks. Attacks between Israel and Hamas escalated again today ahead of an expected ground invasion in Gaza. This comes as Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with survivors of attacks in Israel, including the massacre at a music festival. CBS's Holly Williams visited the site today.
This place is indescribably eerie. Young people came here for a party, for a celebration, and then they were slaughtered. And here you can still see their toiletries, their toothbrush, their clothing, even their food. And all the while, we can hear Israeli military helicopters, Israeli airstrikes, and even Israeli artillery fire. We're about 3 miles here from the border with the Gaza Strip.
The attacks also worsening the humanitarian crisis in Gaza. Sean Carroll's with aid organization ANERA.
The water supply, the electricity supply has been cut out. The situation is very dire. I'm not sure people can comprehend just how bad it is.
2,700 people have died on both sides, including 27 Americans. 14 are still missing. Steve Scalise is hustling on the House floor now for speaker votes. Here's CBS's Natalie Brandt.
House Republicans pick for speaker Steve Scalise is meeting with members and trying to firm up the support he'll need to get elected on the House floor.
We get everybody in a room together, not individual meetings. I'm not cutting any deals. I want to meet in front of all of our members, answer every question, and just continue to work through to unite and bring our conference together.
He's still about 100 votes short. Federal prosecutors have amended an indictment against New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez.
The indictment accuses Menendez of taking a series of acts along with his wife and business associate from 2018 to 2022 on behalf of Egypt and Egyptian military and intelligence officials. Menendez and his wife have already pleaded not guilty to charges that allege they accepted bribes of cash, gold bars, and a luxury car. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
Social Security benefits are getting a boost in 2024 as part of an annual cost of living adjustment. Millions of recipients are set to get about $60 extra a month. Strong storms, including a possible tornado, left a path of destruction today in Florida from Tampa to the Panhandle. This guy's in Dunedin.
Very surprised. I was like, especially when you see that turned over truck over there, I was surprised all the damage that there was.
No one was hurt.
You know you make me wanna shout, kick my heels.
A founding member of the Isley brothers, Rudolph Isley, has died at 84. A cause of death has not been released. This is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way, helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Exergen thermometers are the smart choice when selecting a thermometer. With children back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Got a fever? Stay home. To detect fever accurately at home, you need a clinically accurate, fast, and non-invasive thermometer. The Exergen thermometer is backed by over 100 clinical studies. Accuracy matters. Be smart and safe. Measure accurately with Exergen thermometers. Available at Walmart and other participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
In business, service is everything. Cintas delivers what you need to better serve your customers. Whether it's freshly laundered work apparel for almost any job imaginable, tested and inspected fire protection systems, first aid and safety supplies, on-site AED training, or mops and restroom products stocked and ready when you need them. Better work days happen together. So visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
fear you're missing out when you miss our conversations on air? You can always join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. We now know the names of all three former state Supreme Court justices asked to investigate the possible impeachment of Janet Protasiewicz. They are Patience Rogensack, John Wilcox, and David Prosser. These names are in a court filing made by Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, who convened the advisory panel. Last Friday, Prosser sent Voss an email discouraging the Republican speaker from trying to impeach the liberal justice. Protasiewicz is set to hear a case on Wisconsin's legislative maps next month. The new dog park in Wisconsin Rapids has a name. Room to Zoom took the most votes from the community and is the new name for the dog park, located on Saratoga Street between 24th and 25th Streets North. The grand opening took place yesterday with Mayor Shane Blazer announcing the new name. The ceremonial leash cutting took place and dogs immediately began to enjoy the park. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Scattered rain showers likely tonight, otherwise overcast skies. Lows level off around 45, east winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Scattered rain showers again tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 49, overcast skies. Scattered rain showers likely tomorrow night, lows level off around 44, cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 54.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
You can play brand new to all the other chicks out here, but I know what you are, baby. Look at you, getting more than just a re-up.
Look at you.
Got all the puppets with the strings up.
Beautiful Wisconsin. I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're talking about women self-silencing, 844-967-2789. Men and women, if you're wondering what I mean by that, I've got some questions. So let's start there. If any of these resonate from you, with you, my great friend, coach to the Fortune 100 CEO set, Susan K. Worley, inventor of the Cheetah Method, we're going to be here talking about this, listening to your stories, sharing some of ours this entire hour. 844-967-2789. Do any of these statements resonate with you? If you do, if they do, give us a call. 844-967-2789. Here I go. Ladies and men that love any woman, if you're a man, do you know a woman who might identify with this? Any of these statements. I said yes, even when I didn't want to. I've endured cruelty and abuse because I was trying to help blank. I hold my tongue more than I say what I think, feel, expect, or need. I hold my tongue more than I say what I think, feel, expect, or need. I let others have the last word, even when I passionately disagree, just to keep the peace. And last but certainly not least, I fear disappointing people. Ladies, men that love any woman, do these resonate with you? Give us a call, 844-967-2789. So Susan is with me here in the studio, and I want to explain the origin for our discussion today. And that was a piece in Time magazine written by Maital Eyal. Last name is spelled E-Y-A-L in case you're trying to look it up. The topic, the title of the piece was Self-Silencing is Making Women Sick. And I wanted to start with a few statistics. Then I want Susan to introduce myself, and then we're going to get all into it. Join our conversation, 844-967-2789. Talk and text lines are open. Women account for 80% of autoimmune disease. Women are at higher risk for chronic pain, insomnia, fibromyalgia, long COVID, IBS, and migraines, chronic fatigue, HIV, and cancer. We experience these things twice as much as men. Depression, anxiety, and PTSD. We're twice as likely as men to suffer a heart attack. And we have a nine-fold greater incidence of anorexia, which is the most lethal of all mental health diseases. And this cannot be explained statistically by genetics or hormones or even whether or not we're smokers, not smokers, our blood pressure levels, what we eat. In 2022, the University of Pittsburgh found that women of color who agreed strongly with this statement were 70% more likely to experience carotid arteriosclerosis, which is cardiovascular plaque. It was this statement: I rarely express my anger to those close to me. In Massachusetts, just a few years ago, they concluded a study where researchers followed 4,000 women for over 10 years. And what they found was that women reported consistent levels of self-silencing, which is not expressing boundaries, needs, angers, disagreement, concerns. Women who self-silenced on a routine basis were four times more likely to die. I'll say this, that the virtues of womanhood, some of what we're taught to believe is normal or best for women to behave like, actually makes us sick. It can kill us. So we're going to talk about Susan's experience, my experience, and your experience. 844-967-2789. Do you have experience with self-silencing? The other ways I like to express this, Susan, is the curse of competence. We have to be competent and in control in every circumstance. We have the curse of congeniality. Nope, probably not. That's all of those things are a big deal. Maybe you can. I don't know. Is the B word one of them? Who knows? That we have to have a purpose to be perfect.
Right.
Right. These are heavy burdens.
Mother Teresa.
Yes.
Virgin Mary, you know.
All of that stuff, right? Agreeability, extreme selflessness, the suppression of anger, the likability dilemma. 844-967-2789. And I haven't even gotten to the expectation that we look pretty all the time.
Well, right. We can look pretty, but not speak up. Like, just sit there and look nice.
Look pretty, but don't speak.
Right.
And if you do, be really nice about it.
Yeah. I pivoted my business from working with men. I'm an executive coach to women 5 years ago. And a complete difference. I mean, men can get away with saying to each other, that's ridiculous, you're full of, you know,
yep,
what,
yep,
and stuff like that. And they never think, oh, was I too mean, or did I say that right? Where women are really afraid of that because we've been conditioned just the way you explained.
Well, and I think the self-editing that goes on, right, the fear of disappointing, the fear of being unliked. I have personally struggled with that through my entire career. I think anybody that's listened to the Maggie Dawn Show would likely guess that people have used all sorts of words to describe me throughout my life. The B word, the C word, some of the cleaner words, insolent.
There's a whole alphabet for
yes,
that, right?
Uppity. We could probably do an alphabet of pejorative terms about women when they stand up for themselves, right?
I can think of a few others.
Yes. Maybe that'll be like a little vocab test for me next week. Can I come up with an alphabet of words that people use to basically tell women to look pretty and shut up?
Right.
Have you experienced this? 844-967-2789. This article struck so many chords for me. Even in how I have to express legal advice, right? What is solidly within my expertise area? I have to do that in an extremely deferential way, right? Lest anyone be upset by it. Now, I've accepted that, and there's ways that I let myself be me when I'm doing that. But it's taken a long time to get to that place for me. Can you tell us a little bit, how did you become a professional coach, Susan? What's your story? What made you decide to focus on women leaders?
Well, I've been in business as an executive coach for 34 years. In the first 29 years, I was actually working with executive men. I pivoted 5 years ago to work with women because the brain research is really supporting exactly what you're saying, Maggie. What's happening is that in our gut, women, we have more neurotransmitters, hormones, and neurons than in our head brain. And what happens is when we get this gut alert, and we call it women's intuition, what happens is we then get stuck in our heart as we're bringing this up the vagus nerve, all these emotions and wondering, is it okay to have the emotions? Is it okay to express the emotion? Is it normal? Am I too sensitive? And what happens is all that energy, the neurons, neurotransmitters, hormones, are getting stuck in our body. Think of it as this vagus nerve that goes through, it's the biggest nerve in the body. It goes through the gut, heart, to the head. And if we get stuck in the muck of our emotions, that means all of that is stuck in our body, and that's what's making us sick. I didn't see that with men. And when I saw that the statistics said that women outrank men 17 out of 19 leadership characteristics, but we needed to work on two, risk-taking and negotiation. That's speaking up.
Yes.
That's speaking up. And I'm like, you know, I think I can help them, because working with men for all those years, I know what is okay and what is not.
It's interesting when you talk about risk-taking was one, and then what was the other one?
Negotiation, which is speaking up too.
Right. To me, risk-taking is accepting that you might disappoint.
Hello, exactly 100%. It's you facing your own truth about that and then taking that deep breath into your gut. And let's feel that all in our, you know, heart right now, that anxiety, like, okay, I'm going to take a risk and speak my truth. Then the second part is the negotiation, right? Everything's not black and white.
How many times, women, have you said yes before you've negotiated for the resources necessary to actually fulfill the yes, right? Like, holy cannoli. It took me 15 years into my career because I wanted to please so badly that by pleasing, I was validated, I was affirmed, that I was showing that I was worthy, right? So I would say yes, and then I would struggle because there weren't enough resources. Instead of saying, I might be able to do that, but here's what I need. Negotiate before the yes.
Yeah.
Right?
This is a common thing, whether it's at home or at work. I'll have my female clients say to me that so-and-so wants something more of me. They want a piece of me, like Britney Spears, right?
Yep.
And then I always say to them, well, right, show what you've got going on and say,
yes.
Hey, I would love to help, but here's my situation. How might we? This is the famous phrase that I use. How might we? How might we consider what you need, but also consider what I have all going on right now?
And
that's negotiation.
Yes. And it happens in everyday little ways. It happens in enormous ways, whether we're negotiating for raises or for resources when there's an incredible expansion of duties and responsibilities. How many of you sitting out there, ladies, 844-967-2789, are thinking to yourself, yes, I've taken on all kinds of more duties at work, but oddly, my salary didn't go up. And why is that? We're going to continue to unpack this with my good friend, Susan K. Worley, founder of the Cheetah Method, an insightful and enormously topical guest today. Join our conversation here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be back after this quick break. And
Sportsman's Pub, a family-owned stable here in our community. Open every day for you, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., 4810 8th Street South.
I dare you to try their famous Sportsman's Burgers and not have your mouth watering with just one whiff. 1/3 pound and 1/2 pound Angus beef patties cooked to perfection and topped with all fresh ingredients. But don't stop there. Be daring and try the 18-hole sandwich or a Grand Slam patty melt.
Come in, sit down, and enjoy. Sportsman's Pub, a proud supporter of Pet of the Week with WFHR.
farmers and ranchers have a lot of choices to make. When it comes to your crop insurance needs, the team at Ag Country Farm Credit Services can simplify it all for you. Ag Country's Optimum tool will compare thousands of options based on information from your farm, which will then be used to find the right policy for your operation. Ask about the Optimum tool by contacting your local Ag Country office. Ag Country, focused on ag, focused on you.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going, baby.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Storms likely, lows dip down to about 49. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently,
finger 24/7 baby machine, so he can live out his picket fence dreams. It's not an act of love if you make her, you make me do too much labor all day every day therapist.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn, and you are listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Always remember, you can listen crystal clear from wherever you are on this rock hurtling through the universe by downloading the Civic Media app. You can listen on the radio here in southeastern Wisconsin by tuning to 540 AM or 101 FM if you are in the Waukesha land area. I am here joined in the studio by Susan K. Worley, inventor of the cheetah method, executive coach extraordinaire. We're talking about women's self-silencing, the curse of competence, the crisis of congeniality, that our purpose must be perfection. And as ever and always, Anya's got the great music. What was that coming back in? Labor by, I missed the artist.
That was Labor by, let me get her name right, Paris Paloma. I love that name, Labor.
Very, that's an L-A-B-O-U-R.
That's right.
The English spelling.
The English, Labor. Yes.
just wanted to drop a couple more facts. In the 1980s, a Harvard-trained psychologist, and I forget the guy's name, I just picked up the study, wrote a paper about the fact that he had been treating women with very persistent and deep depression, and he identified basically four or five common characteristics that basically, if women experienced these, it would lead to depression, right? And they were self-silencing, compulsive caretaking, pleasing the other, the inhibition of self-expression in an attempt to actually achieve intimacy and have their relational needs met.
Oh, can I relate to this?
Right?
Oh my gosh. My story, I'm having a docuseries that's coming out next year, and there's three threads to the story. The first one is my true real life story, which was about self-silencing. We had a secret in my family. It was my mother's affair that she had had when she was married, and we were a very Catholic family. Yeah. My aunt was the president of Mount Mary College here, helped to write the Catholic curriculum. I mean, we have pictures with her with President Lyndon Johnson. So everybody was trying to, you know, really behave themselves. But my mom, she ended up having my brother and I with another man when she was married. Now, here's me, 5 years old, super intuitive. And I'm saying to my mom, "Mom, that's not my real dad that's raising me, is it? Her married husband. Where did you get that silly idea from? That's your silly imagination. So silencing that. Now, I don't blame my mom for that at all. That was her shame.
The time.
Yep. Or the time of our world then. There was no such thing as an annulment with a Catholic Church at the time or anything like that. But what's interesting to me is my self-silencing due to exactly what you're saying, Maggie. That need to be connected. That need for love. You know, and that's why we do it. We have to own that. We have to own that, women, that it's not somebody else silencing us. It's why are we self-silencing? Because we want that love.
Well, and I think understanding, to me, when I read a lot of this, the statistics, some of the studies, what really jumped off the page to me is that all of these things that frankly get affirmed and that are, in effect, cultural expectations, they're gender norms, right? That when we internalize these behaviors, what we're doing is robbing ourselves of choice and agency, right?
100%.
Because if your needs are shameful, mm-hmm. whether they're sexual needs or professional needs or 100%. Relational needs, emotional needs, those things are a point of shame. If a boundary can't be set because you will disappoint, it starts to feel like you don't have agency and choice. It's extremely disempowering.
And that's where I have complete compassion for my mother. I know she wanted to have children. I'm not even sure she wanted to be married ever.
But there wasn't an option.
In that day and age. And thank goodness for, who's her, Angelie Jolie, where she made People Magazine for, right? When she was having all these kids without being married at first. I think it really gave women freedom to start looking at, what do I want?
Yes.
And how do I want to get that
in my
life?
One of my favorite callers is on the line. A professor, so an academic, an intellectual, a very, very smart lady. Joanne from Madison, welcome to the Maggie Dawn Show. Say hi to Susan, and what do you have to share this afternoon?
This is Joe from Madison.
Oh, so I'm sorry, Joe.
Joe and a Joanne. Yeah. Well, I wish I were a university professor. I know Joanne, and she's very, very eloquent and all, but I'm Joe, a little bit... smaller in the competency field, but
I have to stop you there, Joe. Here's what we all have to stop doing, right? And that's immediately devaluing what we're about to say. So you needn't be a university professor to have some great insight and lived experience to share. So my apologies for getting it wrong, Joe. You go be you. What you have to say is just as valuable as anybody else. Go ahead, my friend.
Well, and I hope that Joanne calls too, because she's a great talker too. So at any rate, I did want to make the point, two points that I wanted to make. Number one, within this last couple of weeks, Simone Biles got herself the title of the most decorated gymnast in history. Now, I would add on to this that back in 2021, if you recall, she left the Olympic team before an individual stuff was done and before the team played, because she felt that her mind and her body were not in sync for the Olympic performance. She was reamed up one side and down the other. How dare you? You lightheaded idiot woman. You're letting your team down. You're a loser. Blah blah blah. And I thought it was really interesting that, as you talked about it more, you realize there are gymnasts when they have been out of sync, women gymnasts who have fallen and injured themselves terribly. There's a woman out of England who was left with spinal cord injuries from a gymnastic injury. And now here she is 2 years later, listening to herself. But I can remember men making the comment of, God, it's just like a woman, I don't feel well, so I don't think I'll finish what I'm doing on the team.
Yeah, it's really, thank you so much for that, Joe. We're going to talk a little bit more about Miss Biles, also Miss Coco Gauff, when we come back, about mental health and athletes. We're going to go to break. Join our conversation, 844-967-2789. You've got Susan K. Worley, executive coach to the best women leaders in southeastern Wisconsin, here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Too much labor.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you. As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything, helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people, a neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When was the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go. I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. More than 250 medical professionals signed a letter calling on Assembly Speaker Robin Voss to stop the threats of impeachment against Judge Protasiewicz. Dr. Bob Freeland, a lacrosse ophthalmologist and member of the Committee to Protect Healthcare, said in a press conference today.
So the legislature is responding with this impeachment because they're trying to protect their ability as a minority power to rule over the majority in Wisconsin.
Speaker Voss has been making impeachment threats for months, but Wisconsin Republicans seem to be backing off a bit. Voss said at a news conference that the focus would be on what Justice Protasiewicz does in office, but impeachment wasn't off the table.
If we see that the contributions that the Democratic Party made to her, expecting a result in that, that will certainly be something that we have to keep on the table because she will not live up to her oath.
Health officials argued today the voters made their choice. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Scattered rain showers likely tonight, otherwise overcast skies. Lows level off around 45, east winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Scattered rain showers again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 49. Overcast skies. Scattered rain showers likely tomorrow night. Lows level off around 44. Cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 54.
This past Tuesday and Wednesday, you can go to the Maggie Dawn Show and hear Anya. We're working on making this a more formal arrangement, my good friend and producer extraordinaire. I'm always happy to have you on the air. Very happy to have you today, Anya.
I'm always happy to be on the air with you, Maggie.
Oh, big hearts.
Big hearts.
So, ladies, do you self-silence? Do you feel like you have the curse of competence, meaning you always have to demonstrate competence, the curse of control, the crisis of congeniality, that your purpose must be perfection, right? The disaster of disappointment, that you can never do those kinds of things. And if you do, you're unworthy, you don't bring value, that you must feel shame. It's interesting, Susan, that you mentioned before the break, we had a caller, Joe from Madison, talking about what I think are interestingly interrelated things, right? In Simone Biles, you had a world-class athlete that said, I'm not safe to go do this work. Her work as a gymnast, right, in the Olympics. She was roundly criticized. Now, Michael Phelps and a lot of Olympic athletes, there's a docu-series or a documentary out there called The Curse of Gold or something like that, the mental health cost of gold, and it talks a bit about this. This isn't unique to women sometimes. Especially in sports. I was a college athlete. I played hurt. I played concussed. And the expectation was as soon as I lost my physical usefulness, right, I had no value and therefore couldn't establish meaningful boundaries. Oh boy, does that translate into the sexual realm as well, right? Women, if you've, I have said yes, even when I didn't want to. This doesn't just show up for women in leaderships or in professions or in our family lives. I think for a lot of young women, it shows up in sexual safety or the lack thereof. If you don't feel safe and empowered in setting a boundary, that we haven't done our work and we haven't done the right support for young women.
And it starts even earlier before that sexual offense. It's the joking, the sexual joking. And women oftentimes will laugh like it's okay instead of looking like, excuse me, stop that.
Yep. The objectification, right, is a problem.
Because usually that those predators will start with, oh, okay, I got away with that. Now
boundary
I can...
pushing.
Exactly.
Right. That is when you don't feel safe, when you feel a boundary has been crossed, it is very much okay. And those that truly love and care about you as a human being will help support your boundary setting. They won't continue to cross it. And that is such a challenge for so many of us. That, you know, if we look back historically, and we could spend an entire show talking about the Catholic Church, but, you know, women being in abusive marriages, effectively sanctioned rape within marriage, right? All of these things are about women are not human beings with boundaries that need to be respected and honored in a way that is on equal footing with men. If you want to join the conversation, we're going to go to the phone lines, 844-967-2789. Cindy, you're on the line. Welcome to the Maggie Dawn Show. What do you have to say? And please welcome Susan, my guest.
Well, welcome, Susan.
And hi, Cindy.
I would like to say that I think this is the residual effects from the years of women being barefoot, pregnant, and in the kitchen. And I would say that these are something I have never experienced because I've always been, for as long as I can remember, a very outspoken person. And, of course, as you probably know, it has not always served me well over my lifetime, especially in careers where men were in charge. But I have never been one to not speak my mind because I think that's what I was given a mind for and a mouth for. And, you know, I'm 67 years old, never been married. There's probably a reason for that as well. But I honestly believe that women have got to get out of that mold and start taking the Barbie effect and do what we got to do.
Yeah, I think a lot has
to do.
Yes, thank you very much. I love the imagery of getting out of the kitchen barefoot because I do think women have more choices when they believe that they can financially support themselves. If you don't believe you can financially support yourself, what that does is that triggers the fear of safety and security. And I'm talking safety and security, meaning putting food on the table, putting a roof over your head. And then we've got to get to that next tier, which is that whole idea of love and belonging, because our society is about couples. So guess what? You know, if you decide to not be married like you did, Cindy, or get a divorce or say no, and it could maybe lead to that ending of that relationship, you know, you might feel alone a little bit.
It's as a single woman who's been single my entire life and been in a lot of different environments where people questioned that or wondered about it. I still get asked on occasion, hey, are you dating anyone interesting? And I'm always tempted to say, no, but I'm sleeping with a lot of really uninteresting men. Right? It's like, oh, no. My job's going well. You know, I got the state's largest, single most historical settlement from the opioid manufacturers and distributors. But thanks for asking about whether or not I'm dating someone.
Yeah. I've been divorced 3 times. And if I'm perfectly honest, I said yes because I didn't know how to say no. I remember really, and it's not that they, I can't say they were bad guys. They were nice guys, but they weren't my right guy. And I said yes. I've been asked to be married 7 times. I learned to say no. I learned to say no.
That's there are solutions here. And one of the first ones, and I don't want to spend too much or all of the hour talking about the problem, right? Like, so let's solution together. And women, if you have experiences like Cindy, speaking up and speaking out, I am very, very comfortable and happy being unmarried. I can't imagine another state of being, right? If you want to share those experiences about empowerment and having your voice or being in a workplace where that's valued, 844-967-2789. I have been very blessed to have a day job where my voice is valued and respected, and I try to share my sense of safety with everyone that works with me in the office so that we all feel like we're being deeply respected and that boundaries and expectations and needs and all those things have value. But just very briefly, I want to talk about a couple of solutions. One is for women that our emotions, our gut instincts, those things that, you know, the back of the neck, our lizard brain that I like to call it, the reptilian brain when it's screaming at you about something, those are not things to be managed and repressed. They're windows of insight. And there is something really important that's speaking to you in those moments. And it is really critical to not just honor that, but listen to it. So that's thing one. Thing two, when you feel angry and frustrated, that may be a completely appropriate emotion that can be.
Something has to change. Right. And that's what that emotion is telling you. People don't really understand the emotion of anger. They think of it as being this enraged sort of thing, but it's really just a signal within our body that says something has to change.
And there is a need that's being unmet. It is perfectly okay to feel anger and frustration and say, what is it that I need now? What needs to change?
Yeah. And I always use the phrase to say, okay, I'm feeling angry. What needs to change and how might I get it? Because that's the empowering piece right there. When you ask yourself, how might I get that?
And that's the sort of third part about solutioning here. And that is, even in a disempowered or power asymmetrical relationship, say between yourself and a boss, you always have choice. And it's why financial literacy and financial planning for women is so critical, that we have some kind of financial little nut to get us through 2 to 3 months. If our choice is, this is not a safe workplace, this is an abusive workplace, I need to leave, because exiting is always a choice. And you want to be able to do that with agency, which means you're not left in a destitute a state. So that's part three, which is you do have choice. Even in moments and in situations that you feel robbed of choice, you have choice. If you need support in fulfilling your agency and making hard choices, if you don't ask, people can't step up and help you.
Yeah. And let's talk about that person who maybe doesn't have that savings or have those financial resources. I really believe that there's something bigger than ourselves out there that will help us. That if when we surrender, we know something's not working for us. Maybe it's a personal relationship. Maybe we're setting a boundary. Maybe at work we're setting a boundary because they're demanding too much of us. And we're thinking, oh, I'm scared. If I do this, I'm going to lose my job. I don't have enough money to pay my whatever you have to pay. But when you just surrender that and you stay in alignment with your truth and you speak your truth, if that relationship should go, if that job you know, that person should fire you. I do believe you, when you surrender, you are stepping into the fold. And this or something better will appear. And that is the mantra that I teach people, is to say, this or something better will appear. And when you believe that, it happens because you just see it.
I think if I'm going to wax a little nostalgic on one of my professional experiences, I was told after toiling in big law, and I mean, I'm talking about billable hours nearing 3,000. This is where you're never not working. I was short bonused and told there was no partnership track for me. And I knew people that were intellectually lightweight compared to me and big butt kissers that were getting full bonuses plus. And it was dressed up in this language of meritocracy, which is mythology, right? And I said, I have to leave and I don't want to be here anymore. And it was in the bottom of the market. Well, I went through about 4 years of identity crisis because I thought who I was what I did, was my job. And it was because a lot of the external had told me that that was what was valuable about me.
And what you're talking
about, the title, that the work, the salary, all of that. That those external demonstratives were that proved that I was valuable.
And that's part of the way we become empowered. I call it the locus of control. When we can start bringing that locus of control back to ourselves, listening to that inner truth, that voice within, instead of believing our identity is I'm an athlete, like you were talking about earlier, or this job makes me who I am, or it's this income I have, or this lifestyle that I have. That makes me who I am. When we can detach from all of that and just listen to our truth and be our truth, it all unfolds.
And that, it took me a while to get there, but I realized that that place was toxic. It did not align with my values. It was not who I wanted to be. It wasn't who I wanted to become. That none of those things lined up. And no wonder, guess what I was? Sick.
Yeah.
I was an insomniac. I had like debilitating muscle spasms. My blood pressure was through the roof. I was depressed and anxious all the time. I was on 5 different medications. Finally, it occurred to me, you know, those like moments of clarity, looking back on that. There is no job that should require me to take 5 medications so that I can continue to do the job. Maybe the problem isn't me or my body or my brain. It's the freaking job. You fill in the blank for you. The problem isn't me or my emotions or my brain. The problem is fill in the blank, the job, the boss, the partner.
Or what if we even said the job was that you weren't in alignment with your truth? It's not even that we've got to place the blame on the other person. It's that you're not in alignment.
Yes. And I don't mean blame. Mm-hmm. I just mean like, hey, this is not
working
for me, and there's nothing wrong with me saying that. We'll be back with more in a moment. 844-967-2789. Mark and Nancy, I see you on the line. We're going to go right to the phones. 844-967-2789. Here on the Maggie Dawn Show with my dear friend and professional coach extraordinaire, Susan K. Worley, here on the Civic Media Radio.
Don't be sorry, be careful. Serve up like Jeffrey.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Don't be chicken. Hunt and peck your way over to wiscountry.com/chicken to vote on the new name for the WIRI logo. We've narrowed it down to 3 choices, and we need you to vote for your favorite. It's easy. Go to wiscountry.com/chicken, enter your name and email address, and put the names in order, starting with the one you like best. Voting closes October 26th. Then tune in to the Sunrise Show from 7 to 8 on Halloween to find out the winner. Help us name that chicken and keep listening to Wiscountry on 105.5 WIRI.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
49. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently,
take this pink ribbon off my eyes. I'm exposed, and it's no big surprise. Don't you think I know exactly where I stand? This world is forcing me to hold your hand. Cause I'm just a girl, a little lonely.
No more hand holding for me. I'm just a girl, little old me. Welcome back to the Maggie Dawn Show. It's our last segment of the day. My thanks to Susan K. Worley for being here.
Well, thank you for having me.
So much fun. You can join us for this last segment, 844-967-2789. Nancy, welcome to the Maggie Dawn Show. Say hi to Susan.
Hi, Susan. Hi, Maggie. Thanks for discussing this topic. This really hits home. I'm a woman in her 50s, and I kind of call it the princess syndrome. When I was a young girl, you know, we dreamed of being married and being taken care of. And I remember my first real job after college, and I remember the HR person said, well, you're really lucky to get into this job. Oh. And ended up taking the lower amount of money. And kept the job for 20-some years. And kind of like Maggie did with anxiety medication and everything, and really questioned my self-worth. And finally, about 6-7 years ago, another job came open. I applied, was offered it. And instead of taking the low amount, the minimum amount, I requested the maximum amount plus.
Woo-hoo!
And I was fortunate to get it.
You go, girl.
But I hope women of all ages understand their value, their worth. I mean, whether you are taking a stay-at-home mom, taking care of kids or elderly parents or out in the workplace or everything, you are valuable. And we have to be strong internally.
Wow. Thanks. Well said.
Thanks so much, Nancy. And congratulations to you. I hope you continue to advocate for yourself in the workplace and outside of it. Ladies, men apply for jobs that they're not qualified for all the time. They're like, oh, I don't mean half of those qualifications.
I'll figure it out as we go.
Men in classrooms, they don't know the answer. Hands going up, all that kind of stuff. We could talk tactically. I want to talk thematically about solutions. Again, we've outlined a couple of them. Frame shift. Your emotions aren't things to suppress. They're windows of insight that help you understand needs. Anger, frustration, that's a key that there's a need that's not being met. What is it? And then third and fourth, expressing needs or expectations is okay. Boundaries and saying no should be part of your vocabulary. If you're never saying no, check yourself, ladies, because you need to get there, right?
And listen to your gut. Your gut is your unconscious brain. And so you know your truth. And if it's hard for you to speak your truth or act upon it, it usually is because of a perceived attachment to the outcome of safety and security, love and belonging. You somehow are giving your power away instead of bringing it back to yourself. This or something better. This or something better.
Let's go to the phones. Nick, you're on the Maggie Dawn Show. Say hi to Susan. What do you have this afternoon?
Hey, Maggie. How are you doing?
Good.
I just wanted to give my little perspective because I just accepted a new job from my old job because it became kind of a toxic work environment. And I'm not going to name names at all, but basically the rules kept changing and changing and changing. And then my boss, who is still my friend, we've been friends for over 12 years. She asked, why are you really leaving? And she's a Game of Thrones fan like I am.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I keep hearing the client wants, the client wants, the client wants, the client wants, even if it's stupid. And finally, I just said, F the king, you know?
Yeah.
And then she actually looked down on our teams meeting and she said, Nick, I get it.
Yeah, that is so powerful, Nick. Thanks. One, I think, experience that certainly Susan and I have had is that in certain markets and sectors, the client is used to excuse all kinds of abuse. Not okay. And as a legal matter, employers are responsible for harassment and abuse that clients or vendors basically expose their employees to.
Well, and let's talk about the root cause of that. The root cause of that is usually the owners are attached again to the outcome, which is the fiscal piece of it. Whether they have a loan in the bank and they have to meet their EBITDA or they just want to have a larger profit margin, they are attached to wanting that and therefore are asking you
to accept things that should be unacceptable.
Exactly.
That little piece there, right? There's such a key to that. Clients are to be managed. And if you're a business owner, you got to manage the clients. You got to set expectations clearly. When somebody constantly moves the goalposts, that's a form of gaslighting. Beware, right?
And that's why I say when I work with leaders, I want to increase their gut intelligence because gut intelligence is the wisdom to know the truth and the guts to do something about it. And if leaders aren't doing that at a high level with their clients, guess what kind of culture you're going to be working in? And that's exactly what you described.
Susan, where can people find you if they want to engage with you and learn more about how to be an effective leader?
You bet. They can go to my website, bizremedies.com. That's bizremedies.com. Or just find me on Facebook, Susan K. Worley, K-A-Y.
Wonderful. Thanks so much for being here. I've got a couple closing thoughts. There is no woman that I know that has lived all of her days on this earth setting healthy boundaries, expressing needs and expectations, understanding emotions and expressing them in a healthy way. It's the human condition, and it can happen for men. This happens for people of color. It happens in the LGBTQ plus community. The key is that these are practiced things. We don't come out of the womb knowing how to do this. A lot of how we are acculturated tell us that these things are actually bad. There's a great book out there. It's called The Myth of Normal by a doctor that talks a lot about this. But we can practice these things and bring them into our daily lives in little bits. It starts with tiny little bits. If you are never saying no, check out where your boundaries are. Check out where your needs are. Are they being met? And start small, because if this ain't a light switch.
Start at the restaurant by saying the food was cold.
Yes. How many folks do you know they get sat by the kitchen or the food's cold or bad?
Or I asked for this medium rare and it's well done.
Yes. Start small. Build your boundary muscle. Build your expectation muscle. And in doing so, build your voice. I hope you feel empowered from this afternoon with Susan K. Worley and Maggie Dawn here on The Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be back next week.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future. In a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do. Do play. And laugh.
Those are so
do win and lose.
Do learn from your mistakes. You did so good. And challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid. Or make decisions based in fear. Do it all with confidence and with kindness and strength. Do call your mom and ask her for advice. And always do your best to remember that no matter what you do in this life,
thank you.
What matters to me is that you keep doing. I love you always, Mom. Inspire kids to do.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.